JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, I find a goodbye party fascinating. I think kind of insulting to celebrate when someone leaves you.
What are you going to do to keep him?
Nothing.
He really is going to leave. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Nothing I can do. He doesn't want more money, better working conditions. Doesn't even want a better job. He wants to not be me.
Because he thinks you're a cold-hearted bastard without any regard for anyone but yourself.
He's right.
You need to show him that you really do care.
Don't. Foreman's not the only chocolate-covered cherry in the box.
House, you play a guitar you got in ninth grade.
Eighth.
You're living in the same apartment for 15 years. You drive a 10-year-old car. You are not good with change.
That used to be true, but I changed.
The Don and Mike Show.
You get jokes? All right. Playing a house tape.
Hi, honey.
We're going to do a medical information game here.
I'm ready.
And this song, Mike, is Doctor's Orders.
Yeah, baby.
By Carol Douglas.
Consummate unprofessionals. Don and Mike.
There's nothing really wrong with me.
What's wrong, everybody? Hi there.
Call me over with as simple as.
So, honey.
My name's Peter North.
Come on,
let me shoot another hit your way.
That is amazing to watch. You really know the ropes.
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
You sure did web me.
Okay, we're going to try the medical information game. Now,
yeah.
We used to do this thing with the automated phone system. Hold on, where's the theme to house? There we go. Because we're getting medical. We used to do this with an automated thing where you call up and you would push in a 4-digit code.
Right.
And it would tell you the symptoms of whatever ailment it is that you didn't want to go see the doctor for.
Call me when the test comes.
We've streamlined it now.
I like this version.
We've taken the telephone out of it. Our friend Buzz has the information from one of these WebMD type help sites.
Dr. Buzz.
And Buzz will offer each of us. Stop it, Mike.
What?
Buzz will offer each of us a number.
Uh huh.
Isn't that how this game works?
That's actually, we'll give you A or B. We used to give big numbers. Now it's just A or B.
A or B.
Just right. A or B.
Right. Right.
And we are supposed to pick the ailment that is the funniest.
Right.
And if we get three in a row, we win big cash and prizes.
You try to build each one being funnier than the last, and out of each pair, you try to pick the funnier of the two.
And so what we would normally do is we would get the, what are you doing? Mike, stop drawing pictures. Not even Friday. That's only Thursday. Stop Friday. Drawing pictures.
Is this Super Match?
Where is that tape? Please concentrate on the show.
I am.
Can you go grab that one?
Yeah. I am. This is why I'm not allowed to have any distractions.
No,
I want a computer.
What do you mean?
I want a computer.
You have a computer.
Yeah, it's upstairs, though.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't look at it like Buzz does do during the show. I want to get a picture of Peter North. I truly do.
We'll get you one.
This is the medical information game, though.
Yes, it is. We used to call up. And then it would say, the topic you have chosen. Mm-hmm.
And about halfway through that, they changed announcers. And it was never the same after they had that wonderful announcer. It was like, the topic you have chosen is.
That's what I'm going
for. Rot mm-hmm. and the iguana.
Mouth rot and the green iguana.
That's it.
That's it.
So let's play now. Keep in mind, it's up to Mike and I to string three ailments in a row.
They have to be progressively funnier.
Right.
Each one better than the previous.
And you might say, ailments aren't funny. Oh, yes,
they
are.
Wait till you see.
Let me just say, irritable bowel syndrome.
Winner. Very big on the funny scale.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much is always a winning mm-hmm. ailment.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just so you know where we're coming from.
And what is that thing that Rob has? What's that called?
Oh, colitis, ulcer of the...
Ulcerative colitis.
That's it, yes.
Right.
Now that's kind of in the same ballpark. Not as funny as irritable bowel syndrome.
Right.
No, correct. And we go just strictly on the name, not the description.
Exactly.
Right.
Although the description is always great as well.
And he's good at reading those, too.
A little of that.
He's fantastic at that. So without further ado...
What's going on?
Let's play the game.
Hi, I'm Greg House.
All right, let's play the game.
That's our new medical twist.
The medical information game.
Who's playing today?
Mike and I. Perhaps you've met us before.
Yes, hi.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How do?
Welcome to the game.
How do you do?
Hi, Buzz.
The medical information game.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going first?
Oh, Mike, you want to go first?
I'll go first. I'd love to go first.
All right. Mike, choose A or B, please.
A.
All right, A it is. The topic you have chosen is lactose intolerance.
Wait a minute.
No, that's how we do it. It used to be that you were given the choice of like either...
Like I accept that one?
Yeah, you have to take the first one.
Okay, lactose intolerance. That's a good starter then.
Lactose intolerance.
Hey, Robbie, I need that house music again. I know you're looking for that other tape to help Mike concentrate.
Mm-hmm. Also called lactase deficiency means you aren't able to fully digest milk sugar or lactose.
Could you start over? It'd be better for a production angle.
I'd like to pick A, please.
A it is. The topic you have chosen is lactose intolerance. Lactose intolerance, also called lactase deficiency, means you aren't able to fully digest milk sugar or lactose in dairy products.
Mama.
Okay, we heard enough of that.
Very
right.
Good.
Now give me my first one.
All right. Don, choose between A or B, please.
I'll take B, Buzz.
Okay. The topic you have chosen is rectal inflammation.
Ooh, that's going to be tough to build on.
Now, Buzz, go ahead.
All right. Rectal inflammation.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Proctitis is an inflammation of the lining of the rectum. Sexually transmitted diseases are the most common cause.
Uh-huh.
But most other causes include inflammatory bowel diseases, such as ulcerative colitis.
Hey, there it is. What's the heading again?
That was...
Rectal inflammation.
Rectal inflammation.
See, I'm already screwed because there's going to be nothing funnier than rectal inflammation.
Almost, you know, it's been done,
but
it's almost an impossible task.
All right, let's go
I've really got an advantage with lactose intolerance.
At the end of the first round,
uh-huh.
My first hand that I'm playing is rectal inflammation.
Absolutely.
Right? And, Mike, your first hand
lactose
is...
Lactose intolerance, which is a much better card to get first.
A good start.
You want to get that ace at the end.
And so Mike needs something funnier than lactose intolerance. I need something funnier than rectal inflammation.
Right.
Okay, Mike, choose A or B, please.
A.
A. The answer, the topic you have chosen is genital warts.
Okay, funnier than lactose intolerance.
That's good.
Genital warts, known as acuminata or venereal warts, are one of the most common types of sexually transmitted diseases.
And damn funny, if I do say so myself.
As the name suggests, genital warts affect the moist tissues. I'll stop there.
Why?
Does it get better?
The moist tissues of the genital areas.
Buzz, you're reading medical information, for God's sake.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so this can be informative.
They may also look like small, flesh-colored bumps or have a cauliflower-like appearance.
All right, thank you. See, that's what we're good. Looking for, Buzz.
Very I'm good. Starving, and I'm curious.
So you have lactose?
I have lactose intolerance followed by genital warts, and you have started your little building block with rectal inflammation.
However, you realize even if I strike out here, you still got to get three in a row to win.
I do.
All right, Buzz, lay it on me.
Don, choose A or B.
A, please.
A.
The topic you have chosen is three-day measles.
I'm terribly sorry.
I'm such a loser.
Right. Well, you're not a loser until I don't get the three because you have to win. It's an all-or-nothing competition.
Now, Buzz?
Yes? You go to another round if I don't get the third one.
At that point, no matter what Mike and I are saying, you should immediately start with the description like the guy on the phone would.
I know. It takes a little time sometimes to get to the material, so...
Oh, you're getting it on the internet.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was... excuse me. I was...
internet.
One second. I was laboring under the false presumption since we talked about doing this behind the scenes 2 days ago.
Yes.
I was laboring under the presumption that all of this material had already been...
Printed out.
Yes.
All the choices had been made already, but just like with the medical information game where we used to have to wait for the tapes, we're looking them up on the internet in the meantime.
Here's what I don't get, though. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm really not trying to be the fly in the ointment.
I understand.
We've talked about this.
That's a funny thing, too.
For 2 days. Uh-huh. Why didn't they just print you out the topics along with the explanations?
Well, live and learn. We'll certainly do that next time.
Living a dream, Dave. Living a dream.
Okay, so it's just as slow as if we were really still doing it on the internet.
We have you have been disqualified though because you have what was his heading?
3 day measles.
3 day measles. Not as funny as rectal
inflammation.
No, sorry about that.
So, Mike, you can win if you have something funnier.
Funnier than genital warts, Don. I started with lactose intolerance. I've moved on to genital warts, and we have a wide variety of body parts that I can bring it home with.
All right, Buzz.
Mike, choose A or B, please.
I'm going to go this time with B.
B. The topic you have chosen is tapeworm infection.
Not as funny, I'd vote.
No, I agree with you. Tapeworm. We have to go to another
round. Stories of tapeworm infection often conjure up images of 30-foot-long worms loitering in a person's small intestine, only to make an appearance
tapeworm,
one day.
Not as funny as genital warts.
In the toilet bowl.
Oh, man. Oh, that was kind of nice, though.
I like the... Listen, The whole point of this game is the explanation, right?
Yes, yes. Tapeworm is kind of gross, but it's not as funny as genital warts.
There has to be more than just a one-paragraph synopsis.
Well, there is. I'll go on. While this may describe the rare case, the common reality is very different. Infected humans, who usually ingest the organisms by eating food or water contaminated with tapeworm eggs or larvae, are often unaware they're even carrying them.
There you go. That's a winner every time. Thank you, my friend.
Man, if I just put genital warts after tapeworm, I would have been okay. Yeah,
so now we're all even.
Yeah, it's an all-or-nothing competition. That's the way it works.
Let's do it again one more time, and then we'll invite people to call it in play as well.
Just like that BattleBots thing. Knockout!
Okay. Ready?
Ready. Mike, choose A or B, please.
B.
B. The topic you have chosen is rectal inflammation.
All right.
Hold on a second.
Well, wait a minute. I thought I got a new one.
Hold on. That rectal inflammation.
He just had rectal inflammation.
First one I selected.
And like the previous game, sometimes they come up again. I can give you a different one if you like.
You know what? Never mind. You know. I'm sorry, Katz. I thought you guys remembered the 8,000 times we've played this game before, how it goes.
Well, we do. And I remembered that sometimes they do come up again.
Well, they usually, if they had numbers in front of them.
We can certainly do another one.
They normally don't come up if there's only like four that have been guessed and it's the fifth one coming up again.
You chose A, we'll go a different way. The topic you have chosen is menstrual cramps.
Okay, I'll take that one.
Tough starter, Mike.
It is tough. Not insurmountable, though.
If you're a woman, chances are you've dealt with menstrual cramps, even if you've never heard of dysmenorrhea, the medical term for them.
Dysmenorrhea.
Menstrual cramps are dull or throbbing pains in the lower abdomen. Many women experience menstrual cramps just before and during their menstrual periods. For some women, the discomfort is merely annoying. For others, it can be severe enough to interfere.
And she will never let it go, one of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
I think I can build on menstrual cramps. Absolutely.
I'll take my first one, please. Isolate that. I'll take my first one, please, Buzz.
All right. A or B, please.
I'll go B, please.
Okay. The topic you have chosen is stomach ulcer.
Huh?
Good beginning for me.
Very good beginning.
Too much stress, too much spicy food, and you may be headed for an ulcer. That was the way the thinking used to go.
Not funny.
Peptic ulcers are open sores that develop on the inside lining of your stomach.
Open sores, funny.
Upper small intestine or esophagus.
Thank you, Buzz, but as you know, Mike, we go simply on the name.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
I'm feeling good about stomach ulcer.
All right, I'm ready for my next choice.
Okay, Mike, A or B, please.
It's tough.
It's got to be funnier than what, Mike?
It's got to be funnier than menstrual cramps.
You can do it.
Boy, this is hard.
A or B?
No, I'm struggling. I'm struggling. I'm going to go with B.
B.
Lay it on me.
The topic you have chosen is piles.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be tough to beat, though.
Hemorrhoids, which are also called piles, are swollen, inflamed veins in your anus and rectum.
Yeah, baby.
They may result from straining during a bowel movement or the increased pressure on these veins during pregnancy, among
piles.
Other causes.
Thank you, Buzz. That's how you do this game.
There piles.
You go. That's there you what go. We're looking for, piles.
Now, you have to have a funnier one than stomach ulcer.
Please. It doesn't really matter at this point. Anything's funnier than that. Go, Buzz.
Okay, Don, choose from A or B, please.
I'll take A, please, Buzz.
The topic you have chosen is cellulite.
Funnier than stomach ulcer.
No, it's not.
You don't think so?
I think
it's very close.
Most women have.
I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt, and I'm competing against you.
I'm trying to be an honest player, Mike.
Stomach ulcer, cellulite.
I think they're both equally unfunny.
Most women have cellulite.
Which I think I like when he goes on and reads.
He should.
Fat that appears as dimpled skin on their thighs, hips, and buttocks. Though not a serious medical condition, cellulite can be unsightly.
That it counts.
May you're make you self-conscious when wearing
in the game.
Shorts
or
all
right,
swimsuit.
I'll take you're in the
it.
Game. You do the same
I'll,
for me.
I'll take it. All right, cellulite.
All right,
okay.
Cellulite.
Or light.
Okay, Mike, next up, A or B, please.
I got menstrual cramps, piles.
Uh-huh.
God, this is hard. I'm going to go with B. Did I pick A or B last time? I think I picked B.
Right, you got to have a home
I think
run
I picked B.
You got to have a home run here to win.
I'm going
to
take B.
A good choice. The topic you have chosen is diarrhea.
Yeah!
Diarrhea.
Funnier than piles. Diarrhea is funnier than piles, don't you think?
Acute diarrhea is an unpleasant digestive disorder that nearly everyone experiences at one time or another. In fact, it's estimated that most Americans can expect to have diarrhea about four times every
when
year.
When you're sliding into home and you feel a bunch of foam.
The loose stool.
Diarrhea.
The loose stool consistency that characterizes diarrhea usually lasts a few days at most.
You know, you got one more chance here, but I'm so far I'm pitching a no-hitter here. This is menstrual cramps, piles, and diarrhea.
All right, Buzz, lay it on me.
It's got to be funnier than cellulite.
All right, Don, A or B, please.
I'll take B, please, Buzz.
The topic you have chosen is yeast infection.
You are a winner,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
But it's a cheap victory.
Vaginitis is an inflammation of the vagina that can result in discharge, itching, and pain.
Oh, dear.
The cause is usually a change in the normal balance of vaginal bacteria or an infection.
And it was a wonderful Egyptian queen.
Vaginitis can also result from reduced estrogen levels after menopause.
You're cooking with grease.
And we thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
All right, I would say that is like that's the equivalent almost like of a tie in hockey because
it is.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's a knockout win for me.
No.
Stomach ulcer, cellulite, yeast infection.
If we're playing the game technically, it is a tie, even though I had menstrual cramps, piles, and diarrhea.
See, because yeast infection is a home run.
It is.
Cellulite and stomach ulcer, I'm sorry, that's like flying out the center field.
It is. It is definitely a can of corn.
They get more fun in the next round.
They get more fun.
All right, Buzz, we'll continue this. You know what the hell? We don't need our listeners to call in for this.
No, right. We're tied. We have to finish this
game
right.
We don't have a winner yet, so we'll be right back, everybody.
Piles.
Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.